dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Now, for those of you who don't know me, now you understand a little better having a mother like this. When you get a download that there's a demon in your living room, it's not a shock. Grown up all my life around the Word of God and reading these scriptures that we've read tonight. So I thought to myself, you know what? I really need this extra hour's sleep. I'll deal with it later. I'm not concerned. And there was this wrestling match between my mind, my intellect, and my spirit saying, no, you need to deal with it now. And you need to go there. So I get up out of bed, put my feet on that 1978 green carpeting. I can still see it.
Avocado.
Dark avocado, actually. Yeah. Not even a pretty light one, but a dark avocado. And I'm walking around the foot of the bed, headed toward the living room, and I look back on my bed, and there's my body. And when you're in that realm...
There's a spirit realm.
There is a spirit realm. And things in that realm, to the new creature in Christ Jesus, to who we really are, it's no big deal. There's no doubt, there's no confusion, there's no like, oh, this is weird, or this is strange. In that realm, you have the mind of Christ dominating you. And you are the hidden, the real you is the hidden man of the heart. The real me is that hidden spirit. The real Shelley you cannot see. I am a spirit created in the image of God, and so are you. With that in mind, I look back at my body, think, well, this is more natural than I thought, and continued my quest toward the living room. I was telling Mom this afternoon, as I was approaching the living room and got right where the washer and dryer, the evil force from this demon was so strong that it was as if I were climbing a sharp steep incline. It was heavy. It was my knees were bent like this, and the closer I got to the living room, the more strenuous I had to use my legs to get to that place. And when I got there, sitting on my early American peacock couch were two demons, man-like demons,
man-sized.
One was tall and skinny, and the other was a little bit shorter and fatter. And they had baggy pants and baggy jeans.
They did.
Sloppy. And in 1978, that wasn't cool. And they looked up at me and said, who told you we were here? Now, at the time, just a side note, I was typing Brother Hagin's notes. I had been doing it for a year previous, and then so my husband, when he would come home from work, he would have Brother Hagin's leather. Remember that hand-tooled leather? We have some Rhema graduates here. Zipper. Well, my husband would bring that home to this trailer, and Brother Hagin would have me type his notes. And so I was on the wonderful name of Jesus, a seminar on the subject of the name. So I was feeding my spirit on these scriptures as I was typing these notes. So my spirit was strong on the name at that time. And I remember the demon said, why are you here? And I said, I've come to cast you out. One did all the talking. He said, you cannot cast us out. You are no match for us. Well, you see, I had just typed through the Kenneth Hagin teaching based on the Word of God, you as an individual are no match for demons. But that name is. remember, my knees are bent from the power that's coming through them. And I said, no, I am no match for you, but that name is. And then that one particular talking demon said, well, he had the idea. He said, well, you can't cast us out. We are the ones Jesus spoke of that only come out through prayer and fasting. And in that realm where the mind of Christ is dominant, I knew that's a lie. They were lying. So I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cast you out. Now, what you need to know, and what surprised me when I said, in the name, I cast you out, it wasn't my voice. It was the voice of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. It roared like a Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Son of God, the Seed of David, the Great I Am. He was but the voice. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
That's truth. He's the head and we're the body. And the head spoke through the body.
And it was so powerful that the lamp that my Aunt Irma from Florida gave me, the shade started shaking. And that demon got up, both of them, and left.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Sugar Shell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there was a case of one of my children who was strong in the Lord. She had gone to Rhema. She had typed Brother Hagin's notes for years. Now, I'm going to give you the experience of one of my children who wasn't so powerfully living for God. Now, I wonder who that would be. Chip, would you come on up here? Now, he's going to give you a story here. And two brothers, these guys are like children to me. They're like my kids, the Clark family. Their mom and dad were close. We were close. We all went to all the ball games of all our little kids. And 2 o'clock in the morning, one morning, they knocking on my door, and Mrs. Clark had gone to heaven. And I don't know, all the kids just became mine somehow after that. And here's Rocky. He's principal of the school in Washington. Is that right? And as Chip said, the best girls basketball coach. But I don't know, Kelly might give him a run for his money.
Boys basketball.
Your boys basketball coach. Oh, okay, I got to get this straight. You did. That's right. You coach Rodney. Have you ever heard of Rodney Clark, who broke all the records of scoring? I am anointing. Well, that's their brother Conley's son. So these are like my kids. And Conley is in this account here with Chip. So
Becky was here.
Becky,
for these meetings.
Is she here?
I know she's here.
Was. Yeah, the
so
sister.
Their mom was like a mom to me as well. We grew up in the same town, and I just go.
And you know
there.
What Chip said? Kent, my husband, thought I made the best chili in the world, and you get the story wrong when you tell it, but it was the soup that was the problem. But anyway, Chip liked Jamie Joe's chili better than mine.
Oh, yeah.
And he still makes Jamie Joe's chili recipe.
And won the cook-off chili cook-off the last 2 years. Not with her. But anyway. First place, blue ribbon. All right. We, Conley and I and two other guys, so of the four, we were all athletes in college. Of the four, two of us were backslidden Christians with good moms, and the other two were not even saved.
That would be you and Conley.
No, we were the backslidden.
You were the backslidden Christians. The other two
and
were not saved.
We lived in, like Shelley said, a double-wide, you know, trailer, and all four of us lived out in the country on this one road. And we weren't living for God, and we were doing things, and that, you know, we gave him a place. Don't give the devil a place. We gave him a place.
The Bible says don't give devil a place. They gave him a big
one. Oh, yeah. We welcomed him, not knowing it. But anyway, so we felt like we were pretty cool guys. You know how cool we thought we were. And thought we could do anything and tough and ladies' men, the whole bit, the whole nine yards. And meanwhile, about that time, the movie The Exorcist came out. And we went and gave him some more place. And watched that. Like this. And I'm knowing in my spirit not to be there. I'm knowing in my spirit not to do what I was doing. But we were partying and all that stuff. All of a sudden, odd things started happening around the trailer. Windows would go up. TV would come on, and we would just blow it off as electrical something. Blender would go on. Hair dryers. Hair dryers. Yes, we used them back then. And they would just burn up, and we just whatever. And then one time we always locked the doors, locked the windows, and we come back, and every window was up, and the doors were open. And nothing was stolen. So we called our landlord. He lived 2 hours away. We locked him again every day. That would happen. So we're just kind of blowing it off. And then one night this happened. I'm in the back room. I can remember it today. I was studying for an anatomy test that I had the next morning at 8 o'clock. And I hear the door, the front door, slam. And in a double-wide trailer, it shakes the whole thing. And it slammed. So I go, oh, no, somebody cheated on somebody's girlfriend, a guy's here, and we're going to have to fight. So I get up, and I'm going down the hallway, and as I'm walking down the hallway, their brother, Conley's room, is right here, and the door is shut. And as I was getting ready to walk by his room, his door opens and slams in front of me, and nobody went in. So I went to the living room where one of the unsaved roommates was, Matt, and I said, what is going on? Did you see that? And he goes, yes. And he goes, the front door just did it. Now, this guy's unsafe about this stuff.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.